Thanks for coming and listening and hanging out with us on the Rational Revolution. I hope you enjoyed the discussion that we had with J.W. Walker, who was the co-founder and the president of the organization Gays Against Guns. I got to Jay from a friend of the show and also a friend of me, because he's my brother, John Becker. And I messaged him and asked if he knew of anyone in this arena, and connected me with this. And he's done work with, and we didn't touch on it, I thought we were going to, but he's done work with Gays Against Guns in D.C. And I think he was part of one of their protests in the Capitol where he got arrested. And I remember that because he like messaged me and he's like, "Hey, I'm getting arrested tomorrow." I was like, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, this is so." And at the United States Capitol, they have this thing where like you can do a protest and a sit in or whatever. And it's like, it's a legal thing, but you also get arrested and it's like you make a political statement. And so they say, "Okay, you want to get arrested tomorrow? Oh, cool. That's great. We can organize this and set this up." And I think I believe it was with the Gays Against Guns organization where that happened. And, you know, I said at the beginning that I don't have a lot of notes, and I don't have any really for this segment either, because I really wanted to just, you know, go off the cuff and talk about what I learned and this whole thing. Because, you know, growing up, guns were not part of my youth. My dad didn't have any that I know of. Maybe he had one stashed away, but he didn't. My grandpa did. And the biggest connection with guns that I had was one Thanksgiving. My grandpa hated starlings, the bird, you know, and he had these bird houses. And we had great grandma was on the couch, and all, you know, we're just talking, and all of a sudden we hear this big explosion. And my grandpa comes out of the bathroom, and you see outside this, the bird feeder goes up and poof, and he comes out laughing. "I got him," you know, and he shot the starling out of the bathroom window. But he lived out in the country, and that was acceptable other than scaring the crap out of my great grandma. But we didn't really have a connection to firearms and to guns, you know, and I'm 37. And so I remember Columbine, I think it was like 1999, I believe. And, you know, like my parents are the duck and cover generation, but we are the lockdown generation because of, you know, something unspeakable. And it's always interesting to kind of see where society goes. There was an interview that Jay did a couple of years ago after the Uvalde shooting. And those were, you know, children, and it was horrific. And the interviewer asked him, you know, "Is this going to be the moment?" You know, there's always that spark, that moment in history where it's like, all right, this is enough. And I was thinking about that as I was driving to the studio today. It's like, when is that? Because in that interview, Jay said, "Oh, gosh, I sure hope so. Because, you know, it really doesn't, you know, everything is horrific, but this is just especially horrific." And I remember watching the news when that happened. And there's always like, you know, times where, even if you watch the coverage from the shooting on this previous week, there's people that are coming out that are injured and people that are and but during Uvalde, that didn't happen because no one was coming out. And, you know, it's like, what is that event? And I think of the times and the horrific events that have happened since Columbine. And you had Vegas and Parkland and Uvalde, and who can forget Sandy Hook? And what is that moment? And that's why I wanted to really take this show and talk about that issue. Last week we talked about, I talked about, you know, as school was starting, why do we have bulletproof backpacks, and why, you know, when is enough going to be enough? And I was really overcome with emotion as I watched that on Wednesday, because I knew that it was some schools around us, they were having their first day of school, and it's like, oh my God, Really, it's the first day and we're here already. Like, what the hell are we doing? And then I was angry and sorrowful because, you know, I think of my kid and when is that time when it's the last time I make him breakfast or pack his lunch or give him a hug as he goes to school? And like, you don't want to think about that, but in the back of your mind, it's there because the people in Georgia didn't think that was the case. People in Parkland didn't think that was the case. Parents in Sandy Hook, that's my son's age. They didn't think that that would ever be the case, that someone would do something like that. And, you know, I know I've spoken, I talked to Jay about his connection. And one of the people that we were going to speak with was the father of a victim of the Parkland shooting. And he couldn't make it today, but you know, the story that he has, and he's told it widely, is unthinkable. I never thought that would happen. And when I think about my life, the most important thing for me is my wife and my kids. I could lose everything, but I would still be the most wealthy man in the world because I have them. They're the most important thing to me, full stop. And when I think about that possibility that exists, that someone who has something they shouldn't comes into their school and does the unthinkable, like, there's no words for that. And the fact that we don't do anything about it is wrong. And I want, in this show, if you listen to this show, what I want you to get out of this is you do have a platform, whether you might not have a microphone that I get to speak in front of, but when someone talks about these things, don't back down. Don't stop. Don't refuse to talk about it just because it's uncomfortable. Do you know what's uncomfortable? Guns being the leading cause of death for kids. That's uncomfortable. This problem that we have in our society of these weapons killing our children, that's about as uncomfortable as we can get. And if we don't do anything about it and we don't talk about it, it ain't going to get better. Do what you got to do, kids. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back next week for another episode of The Rational Revolution. It is such an honor to talk to you every week. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you.